goodness. It's another weekend night, and I have a slave Matt sighting. He called me for a session, and I am happy to say he is addicted to Miss Mandy, as many of you slaves and subs are. He had a doubleheader last night, actually, a double ass and cocker. He sucked this Amazonian woman's ass for an hour. He has a blonde woman. She's 6 feet tall, so I call her the Amazonian. And every so often, she gives him a call, and he gets a hotel room, and she takes her pants off, lies on her belly on the bed, and Slave Matt is basically ordered to lick her ass, and she likes it. She comes for an hour straight, like multiple orgasms over and over again, and he is summoned to her. He told me last night that she's cast a spell on him, and he loves it because it's very degrading. The only way she can come is at least with him, because he's so pathetic. is because she likes her ass licked. He said that he wandered to her pussy. Well, first he said he licked her pussy, but then he took it back and said he tried to lick her pussy, and she gently slapped his face and basically pushed his head back to her ass, and she continued to orgasm that way. Now, Slave Matt has been serving me for years. I have posted the link at the bottom of this blog post to his other stories. He has progressed to many different levels, from the original cuckold husband to now a gay boy who sucks cock and licks Amazonian ass. And primarily because he's got a little dick. It's like only a couple inches. And, you know, he refers to himself as not that appealing. He's got a trophy wife who has little use for him. She occasionally has a boyfriend or finds a guy that amuses her, but she's more interested in their lifestyle. They've traveled and country clubbed and all that sort of thing, and he's been all over the world. He's called me from Amsterdam when he's hired a guy there to suck off, and he's very fascinating, actually. I enjoy our sessions immensely. He is a loser. Little cock loser. He has sent me pictures of him covered with cum facials. I have trained him to suck cock. He was not a cocksucker when I met him, but he is now. He does what's called hosting, which is when you put up an ad and say, I have a hotel room and guys come and use you, because he is a sub. That's all he's good for. I've tried to make life easier for him by explaining to him that he really needs to be serving a woman, like as far as licking her ass, or me, of course, I am his mistress, or serving a man who will fuck him, use him, degrade him, and he is a loser, and that he should not think about cock. I mean, gosh, now I've got me doing it. He should not think about women's pussies, but only about cock. And he needs to focus on even being gay, because it would be so much easier for him. You know, he could be like a little gay bitch. You know, he's had anal sex a few times now. He had one guy that fucked his ass for hours, or at least it seemed like hours from the way he was telling me. He hasn't done a lot of anal, but now we're open to anal. Or is that a play on words, Slave Matt? Is your little dick twitching from all this degrading chit-chat about you? So he likes licking ass. He likes licking this blonde's ass. He said he looks, you know, she's like got a supermodel body. He said she is amazing. Well, anyway, he had this hotel room, and he had posted an ad, and he got lucky. And this guy came over. He was manly, and he wanted Slave Matt to suck his cock. He wanted to make sure that he could take the whole thing. And he said it wasn't that he was so large. He was thick, but he did fuck his face for an hour. First, it started out he wanted his balls licked for a while, and then he rimmed him for a while, and then he sucked him for a while, and then he took his load. Slave Matt is a cocksucker. He started out as a hubby, and then a cucky hubby, and then his wife used to have this guy that she'd run off and see, and that was rather amusing. And even recently, Slave Matt threw a big birthday party, and he rented rooms for other couples that they're friendly with, because, you know, he's a married couple. And they were all in the bar. At the end of the night, his wife left with another man in front of everybody. Didn't even say goodnight to her husband. I found that one of the most degrading stories he's told me, although I really shouldn't single that one out, because they are all degrading. They are all humiliating. He has sent me pictures of him dressed up as Michelle. That's his alter ego cross-dressing persona, and sometimes he'll post ads, and the guys seem to like fucking a cross-dresser or having a cross-dresser suck cock because they're girls. And Slave Matt apparently is very feminine. I have to tell you, he told me that a mistress had helped him get the outfit, and I don't know, maybe she was a cross-dresser too, because it's very elaborate. He's got gloves, long gloves up to, you know, his arms, and maybe that's to make his arms and hands look feminine, whereas, you know, they wouldn't look that way if they were uncovered. So that's very clever. And he has, like, pantyhose with the ass cut out and a, you know, black and, I think it's black and pink, but I do have pictures of this. I should post them on this blog post. He is really quite the little cross-dressing slut in a wig. And maybe I should have him retell me some of his Michelle stories, because I love when he gets fucked as a girl. So, Slave Matt is going to put up some more ads. I like when he goes to a glory hole, or when he goes and hosts a hotel room, or sometimes the guys come to his house when his wife's away. He's had repeat callers. He had one guy that was great on the phone. Oh my God, the guy came over, and the one dominating him got on the phone with me, and we used him jointly, and it was so much fun. So, you little fucking cocksucker, you are a bitch, and we need to get you fucked at both ends, both holes, Michelle. Slave Matt, you are a fucking loser, a worthless loser, a cocksucker, and you need my humiliation, and nobody can do it better than I can. And that's basically what I have to say about this tonight. Be sure to click on the link on the bottom. It says click this link to read the rest of these stories. He does have an interesting history, I can guarantee you that. For you cocksuckers, humiliation addicts, little dick losers, I am here all weekend. I have to tell you, I am well rested. I will be up late tonight. That's why I'm getting this post up right now at 1-877-732-6360. That is Miss Mandy, Mistress Mandy, ready to degrade you and humiliate you. Let me repeat that number at 1-877-732-6360. I am here to use you tonight. You will be properly degraded and humiliated. And Slave Matt, I am going to fuck you over some more and humiliate you some more and listen to you tell me more stories about how you serve me, because no one does it better for you than Mistress Mandy. Ta-ta!